Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Perhaps the most popular session at our 41st annual National Right to Life Convention this past June was our presidential forum, which gave attendees the chance to hear firsthand from many of the Republican presidential candidates, all of whom are running as pro-life. Herman Cain, Representatives Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann, former Senator Rick Santorum, and former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty all addressed our convention. All week on Pro-Life Perspective, we're sharing with you excerpts from the candidates' remarks to the convention. You can watch all the speeches on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/nationalrighttolife. Today, we hear from former Senator Rick Santorum.
Every time I get a chance to speak in front of a pro-life audience, those who are out in the vineyards doing this work, I just have to first start and just say thank you. You are the warriors out there on an unpopular front that get assailed by those in the media as being everything but what you are. And what you are people who are out there every day loving. You are warriors of love. You love every human being from the moment of conception to natural death. That's what you are. You're warriors of love. You commit yourself, most of you, in the movement every day to going out, most of you in the movement, volunteering to stand and pray, to stand and witness, to stand and speak the truth about God's love for each and every person with dignity. You stand for the greatest principles of our country. And I always say the Constitution is the owner's manual for America. It's the how of America. But the why of America is not in the Constitution. It's in the Declaration of Independence. By the way, that's also usually printed with these little pocket constitutions. And that's the reason. Because we need not just the how, but what is America? And you'll find it in that sentence that most of us know, taught, used to be taught, in primary and secondary education. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And what, of course, is the first of those rights? Life. Life and liberty. So with life and liberty, we can pursue, thank you, we can pursue happiness. That is the why of America. That's who we are. And that's what you, every day in this movement, fight for. You fight for the soul of America. America has a soul. America has a soul. It's right there. It's right there in saying that we are a country that values every life equally. Every life. It didn't differentiate. Every life equally. And we want those people to have the right to life and to be able to then be free, to live their dreams, to serve their God, to take care of their family. This is the moral enterprise that's America. And the government is there, the Constitution is there to do one thing, and I would argue really one thing only, and that is to protect life and liberty.
Again, that was former Senator Rick Santorum. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. Remember, you can watch all of the candidates' remarks at youtube.com/nationalrighttolife. If you feel like you missed out and would have liked to have been there, don't forget that next year's convention will be in Washington, D.C., June 28th, 29th, and 30th. With all the excitement that next year's presidential election is sure to bring, the Washington, D.C. convention will be a can't-miss opportunity full of engaging and informative high-profile speakers and a full array of workshops led by the very best pro-life grassroots leaders.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization.